You're such a pro.
We've only two more to go. One more to go.
Can you believe it?
Yeah.
The Voice of Ireland on 2FM.
I loved the mix of the thick yogurt and the strawberry compote. Utterly divine.
Muller Corner. Sponsors the Voice of Ireland.
All right, 22 minutes past 92 in the house.
We had the big semi on Sunday.
But let's talk about TV instead. So what happened?
Semi-final, second last show. Six acts down to four. And it was great.
Okay.
Loved it. Now, I'll be honest, I didn't watch it on Sunday because I was out partying, but I watched it back last night.
You partied on Easter Sunday?
Yeah.
Nice one.
I did, yeah.
God damn it, I've got
it. It was for my birthday, which you forgot.
Yeah, I did, totally forgot.
Lorraine left me a lovely card and present on my desk this morning.
That's because Lorraine is a special person. She's kind.
Isn't she? Yeah.
We're too busy thinking about ourselves.
We all went out for dinner and I got puked on.
Oh, I thought you puked.
Yeah,
who puked on you?
My little nephew.
I thought it was your sister.
Yeah, I was like, no, I'll mind him now. I've had my dinner. I finished first, so I'll take him. Brand new dress.
Oh no, was it white? What colour is the dress?
And I was like, oh no, you don't smell.
Oh, you do smell.
Baby sick smells the whole night. You're wafting
like,
off me.
You were like you're the human version of a car with a litre of milk poured on the car from the backseat.
Oh, poor little thing. So anyway, Sunday night, semi-final, the two lads from Team Keane are gone. Paddy and Jay, we said goodbye. And I kind of thought they'd had their run.
That wasn't a shock.
Yeah, it wasn't a shock. So we've got Kelly Lewis left, Laura May Lenehan, Jamie Stanton, and Brendan McCahey, who I am madly headed over heels in love with.
Well, we have one each, so.
Yeah.
So you love Brendan, and
you love Jamie.
I thought Kelly, well, she was first up on Sunday, so I was thrilled about that.
Do you know the snake in the Jungle Book? You know the eyes, the hypnotising eyes? That's Kelly Lewis. She is absolutely stunning. And she's a superstar.
But she's very easy to watch.
I think it's going to be between herself and Brendan. I would be so happy if either of those won The Voice of Ireland. But it might be a girly see, because we've had two lads the last 2 years. Would it go that way?
I don't know if it go that way. See, Brendan brings the Buddy Holly retro chic, right?
He brings
really
finesse.
Well. And a finesse. Kelly brings a more contemporary and kind of much cooler.
And you can imagine going to see her. Like, she'd be a great front woman for a band or solo herself. Yeah. So she's just got that charisma on stage, which is so needed in pop stardom these days.
She just hasn't quite matched her opening performance as
vocally.
So she needs to kind of bring something special.
She's got one more chance.
She has one.
They all have one more chance.
Well, when she got picked, I was quietly thrilled about that.
I bet you were.
You know?
Now, can we talk about Catherine's underboob? Did you see the dress that she was wearing?
No, I didn't.
There was a cutout.
Oh, sorry, the diamond cutout. Yeah. Could see a bit of boobage.
Yeah.
No, I didn't really.
What was the story with that? Again, we spoke about the crop top.
Yeah, but you know what? It's funny. Since she wore the crop top, I was reading a few articles, and I saw it last week quite a bit around the place. The crop top is back. It's back in.
Back for people in their teens and 20s.
Yeah,
not for me.
Or Catherine.
I think she'd appreciate me saying that. I don't think she'd mind. I think she might say, I'm kind of risking it.
Yeah,
but I love that she takes a risk. She always looks great. I'll give her that. She always looks great.
But be careful, ladies, that the crop top is for certain types of people.
It's not a muffin top. It's a crop top.
It's not meant. Do you know the muffin man? Yes, and the woman.
And the Michelin man.
And it's, just be careful. Like some clothes, you wouldn't wear certain items of clothing, nor would I.
I wouldn't be able to.
And I wouldn't try
to. I'd love to, but I wouldn't be able to.
So just be careful. Crop tops.
And I know I'd come in and I'd have you guys to say, you shouldn't be wearing that.
We would.
And I'd appreciate it.
Well, you'd sulk for 10 minutes and then you'd appreciate it.
Yeah, and then bitch about you behind your back.
Yeah, and you'd never
know. Anyway,
it again.
Can we talk about the boys? Underboobs aside, Team Dolores, Kelly Lewis kicked it off with Cosmic Love, Florence and the Machine.
Good.
Flo and the Mash, as the cool kids say.
Flo Mac.
No, they don't.
No. Okay.
And look, she knows her genre. She's a complete Dolores wannabe, but it really suits her.
Yeah, she's
done
a lot of
it. And she sounded great. She looked amazing, and she got knocked back the previous week. The coaches really knocked her back with the scores, and I'd say her confidence was a bit knocked, but she knew she had to bring it. She got great comments on Sunday night, and Dolores, let's talk about her coach. She was obviously Sudafed or something. She was dying of a cold and a flu.
Yeah.
And I know I remember accidentally taking more Sudafed than I should have, and I was about the exact same as her. But I wasn't on live television.
No, indeed.
But she was entertaining. But anyway, Kelly got a score of 24, which was a kind of solid 8 from the three coaches, which is great.
Okay.
Now, when we got to Owen's corner, Owen McDermott, the bold boy of the group, he brought up the jealous Jamelia headlines, which had been hitting the papers last week, which was, I thought, quite brave to do on the show, because there were saying that Jamelia was really jealous of Kelly because she's so pretty and skinny, and this is what Dolores was saying. So it was kind of harsh.
Well, given that Jamelia's a bit of a cracker.
It was well handled by Kelly, I must say. She was very gracious.
Yeah, and rightly so.
Yeah. So anyway, Paddy Molloy, who's gone from Team Kian, he sang Do you know 5 Seconds of Summer?
No.
Do you know who they are? You're going to know who they are by this summer because they're the new One Direction. They're Australian guys, five of them, and they support One Direction on the tour, so they're huge. So they were going for the kind of pop market anyway and hoping to get that Donegal vote again, but he'd had his run. Yeah.
Okay.
Teeny bopper. He got terrible, terrible points. Laura May Lennon, what do you think of her? She sang a kind of dated song.
Yeah.
I was like, we've heard this a million times. She's got a great voice, but she's not a superstar. And especially when she's up against Kelly, I just think she deserves to be there on her vocal ability, but I don't think it's going to go further than that.
No, I think what she needs to do for her is, because she has a great voice, to her credit, and it is called The Voice, not the charisma, and yet, let's face it, we know it has to be, but she does need to learn to love the stage.
You need to enjoy watching her.
Yeah, you need
to be at ease watching them and know that they know what they're doing. I thought that was fun that her mum was too nervous to come up to Dublin for any of the live shows, because her nerves are gone, obviously, so she's watching it at the pub at home.
Yeah.
But maybe she'll come up if she's in the final, which is great. So she got 23 points. I think the most embarrassing moment of the show, of which there are sometimes many, was the marriage proposal from the tweeter in Owen's corner for Laura May. And then she said, well, I'm actually waiting for my boyfriend Stephen to propose. Stephen's in the audience,
Sweating and smiling with this rictus grin.
Back to Catherine, and it should have just been glossed over because it's a very embarrassing moment. And then she said, oh, where is he? There he is. What do you think? Have you got a question for her? And he's just there staring back blankly. No. I felt really sorry for him.
Awkward moment.
It was kind of mean. You never know. Might happen because of it. Brendan McKay sang, do you know the song? Sam Smith is in the charts, got a really unique voice, and wouldn't have thought that Brendan would sing a song like that. Stay With Me, he nailed it. It was so classy. He was playing piano.
I know.
He has this look about him. Now, he's our 2FM wildcard, which we're very happy about and very proud that we did pick him. Our DJ
could win it,
He should win it, and he deserves to win it. And I think everyone on the coaches and all the contestants would hand it to him and
he
say, you're well deserved.
He got two tens,
the first of the series, the first of the whole thing, I think.
Here's what I think about him, if I may. Yeah. Is that he, first of all, his musicianship is striking. As you say, piano this time, guitar before a few times. He has shown that he can do Roy Orbison's song, and then he can do Sam Smith, and then he can do, in other words, the range and pitch and tenor and mood and everything of that is really impressive. His look, I really like. Obviously, I would do. It's the Buddy Holly thing going on, so that suits me. And he's got quite a nice vibe about him that seems very gentlemanly.
He's so gracious.
Yeah, gracious.
And just everyone loves him. He's a gentleman. That's what he is. A complete gentleman. And he has this look about him that he does that they should make a montage of for Owen's Corner because it's this kind of coy, sexy, come-to-bed look and it's kind of freaky. But every performance.
It's funny you should see that as
kind
a coy,
of looks under
as
his
a coy
eyebrow.
come-to-bed. I thought that was please don't kick me out of the principal's office for being bold.
No.
It's funny
I
what you see.
I see things differently.
You sure do.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he got a whopping 28 points, which he's so deserved. Yeah. Jay Bolan came out and they'd been saying, look, you're doing, the ballads and your really good voice. He does have a really good pop voice. And he had approached Bruno Mars as Treasure, but it's like going to do a Michael Jackson number. You'll never be as good as the original. And he wasn't. And he tried to dance and it was kind of embarrassing. But he was kicked out anyway. But Kian said that Brendan or Jay should win. So he was kind of Kian was ignoring his other contestant, Paddy, and saying that Brendan or Jay should win.
Okay.
So he was backing them.
Jamie. He's the big lad.
He's the big lad with the big voice who's been rocking it out of the park. Every week, it's the same performance and it's just, he comes out, he kind of sings like James Hetfield. He's a vein popper.
Yes, he
That's
is.
That's what he is.
He's
you can see the vein throbbing on the side of his head when he sings.
It's true.
So he scored very, very poorly, actually. He just got a total of 20 because I think we'd seen it all before. He tried to do a little bit of a, melancholic start, but he just went roaring at it again. But Keane and Brezzy had it out because they were talking about tactical voting. But sure, it's so childish. That's what happens. It's like the coaches are real kids on the panel. They're just at each other. It gets a bit annoying. It's like, do you know what? This poor lad's standing up on the stage while you're making a show of him. So I thought that was a bit annoying. Gavin James was great. And Brezzy. That performance, the way they do kind of collaborations and it can be a bit cringy and they're not great, that was really lovely.
Okay, good.
It was for the Cycle Against Suicide campaign, the song Simple Things. It was really nice. It was Gavin James, who's one of the best voices in Ireland, I think, at the moment.
Agree with you.
And Brezzy did really nice harmonies with them playing guitar and they had a lovely choir behind them. It was just really nice.
Yep, that's
a nice
good
sentiment as well.
So results then, we have Kelly, Laura May, Jamie straight through, Brendan got in there as well, and then Paddy and Jay beat it.
Yeah.
Good luck with that, and thanks
for coming. So next week
in
is the final.
So next week we have four of them, is it? Yeah, it's four. Yeah, yeah.
Kelly, Laura May, Jamie and Brendan.
Well done to all of them.
Yeah.
For getting through, and well done to their families.
And yeah, there's no chancers there actually in the last four. They all deserve their place.
So that's good news.
Yeah.
Let's take some text. Ryan and Grace, don't you think Dolores could have at least set up straight on the semi-final? So disrespectful. Also, her comments about Donegal and sheep being on our bucket list. Ah, so Sharon in Limerick.
I really enjoyed watching Dolores last night. I love her anyway, and she's the kind of girl I'd love to go for a pint with.
Yes.
And especially last night, because she seems a bit of crack. And remember her mad story about the spud in the microwave? When I was on Sudafed, I think I told that exact same story.
I think the sales of Sudafed are going to go through
it.
Ryan, I watched The Voice on Sunday for the first time and thought it was thoroughly terrible. Audience is dead, probably because there's so many kids there. Children just have little credibility, and Dolores acts like she's on Jeremy Kyle. This thing, it was mostly dreadful, and none of them will make it. Where are the previous winners? Compared to the UK Voice, it's like a karaoke competition. Well, that's really harsh. And
it's very harsh, but you know, I do understand when you say compared to the UK version.
But
it's
we could do that about
polished
everything.
Of course you can.
It's totally different vibe and different audience.
I think they all sang really well. Yes. I think they all sang to the best of their potential.
To the best of their abilities. In fairness to Catherine Thomas, she's very physically fit and should show it off.
Yeah, she is physically fit.
Well, then she should wear a crop top. Is that what you're saying? Is that what the text was saying? You're still saying.
I'm still saying no.
What is it?
It's not personal.
Is it 28 years old and less only?
Yes, I think so. Now we'll let 29-year-olds in there as well. Yeah, I would, yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Appropriate?
Yeah.
51552 is the text number. That's the voice sorted. We will do this once more next Monday. One day more.
Finally get to go out on a Sunday night.
Yeah, and I can stop you. All right, thanks, G2. Happy birthday.